This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, you're listening to Starfar with me, Alan Cheung, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry. This week, we are joined by award-winning fashion designer, Tengku Shami.
For me, as a designer, it's always about educating the market in terms of good design or what is style and, you know, how you make it your own in terms of the clothing pieces that you buy.
And on Style Shrink this week, we have Florence Song, style leader at Zalora, and also our fellow BFMer, Othniel Thing, as they tackle the bold menswear trend, vertical stripes.
I think it's a really refreshing change, having vertical stripe.
It brings a very Beach Boys kind of vibe to me, so it's like very sunny kind of vibe by the beach, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty much a spring-summer trend.
But first up is our style maker for this week, Tengku Shami. Having set their foot in fashion in 2013, T-Shami is known for creating minimal and sophisticated designs. The affordable luxury label led by fashion designer Tengku Shami, winner of the Malaysian International Fashion Association Most Promising Designer of the Year 2009, together with Natalie Zainal, celebrates individuality by reinforcing classic timeless color palettes in complementary fabric play with wearability, comfort in mind. Since then, the label has evolved from producing ready-to-wear lines to bespoke for men and women, as well as bridal wear, where they pride over ideas in designing with every clientele in mind. With their recently launched collection set out to dominate the global market, Tengku Shami makes a comeback on the show as he fills us in how business has grown, his inspirations for his latest collection, as well as his focus on bespoke and bridal designs. Now, what has been the biggest challenge for you?
Well, I think the first place, ever since that we started our company, is funding, definitely. That's the first challenge, I think. And then we're lucky enough that we got an investor in by My Creative Ventures. So we did like all those fashion pitch and whatnot for the funding and whatnot. So we were lucky that we got selected and we are now funded by My Creative.
Do you think it's difficult to be funded in Malaysia as a fashion designer?
Definitely, because right now, I think it's not as lucrative, I guess. And how the economy is now, it's definitely not as much lucrative in terms of, you know, selling clothing as a business and, you know, the returns and whatnot. So probably that's why.
How did you get involved in My Creative?
Well, it was, we saw a ad actually for funding. They always do like a fashion pitch every year. So it was the second time doing it. And the pitch was up to 2 million ringgit. For a fashion business. So we had the whole shebang of pitching it in front of a panel of judges with Johan Issa and Kun Hui, I think, and then Melinda Lui. So it was tough because it was my first ever business pitch that I ever had to do. So, but I was in good hands because I had a good team with me pitching it together. So, yeah, I would say I was lucky to be selected.
So how did you make use of the money that you've gotten from them?
Well, like I said, ever since we got the funding, which is one of our biggest start was, like we said, we started with women's wear, ready to wear. So one of the other challenges actually coming along throughout the 5 years is production. Because for me, I'm not willing to sacrifice on quality because right now, like I said, people want good deals and it's just something that I can't compromise.
Yeah.
Because if you want good price, good retail price, then you have to compromise on something which is mostly, it's about quality and, you know, of the clothing, right? So it was tough to secure a good production, no matter whether it's local or outside in China or what. But it's just that the scale of it for a team of, a new team to handle in terms of production, it's a lot of money that comes out and also a lot of manpower to, you know, QC everything and whatnot. So with the return in terms of the sales, it's quite slow. So it wasn't, I felt like it's not worth it to, you know, spend a lot and then require so much of your time. And then the return is very slow. So that's why we focus on other avenues. We open for bespoke, made to measure, and also as for bridal.
You recently debuted a collection for the global market. How was it?
It was great because actually it was a transition from our Cal Fashion Week collection last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got back from Paris. We shot the lookbook there with my good friend Michelle Young and Jonathan Liang. And also we did our lookbook for bridal. So it was more of an updated version of the bridal collection and as well as the fall winter collection for the global market.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more details about the collection?
Yeah, sure. So for fall, it was more of a, like I said, it's a transition from the Cal Fashion Week collection, which was inspired by very 80s, 70s and kind of a mix of, you know, Charles James, the American couturier. So I like to mix and clash things, ideas. So it's more of, you know how those big ball gowns?
Yeah.
And it's such a big trend now, right?
All the puffy, puffy.
All those A-line ball gowns and whatnot. So it's more for me to play with the concept of to shrink it into like corset tops.
Oh.
That looks like a miniature ball gown, which you can always, and it's all worn as though it's like a 50s apron. So it's like corset tipu like that. But it's corset stylized, tipu. Whereby it's easy for you to style it up or style it down because it's, you wore it more as a belt over your waist. It's all secure on the waist, so you can wear it over shirts, you can wear it long, you can wear it short. So it's that's one of the key elements of the collection. So for fall, it's just more fun for me to take it up a notch by making it more sci-fi because somehow when the collection was done for Cal Fashion Week, when I was overseeing all the pieces for the looks for the show, it felt more very sci-fi because we used a lot of PVC vinyls and whatnot.
Mm.
So for fall, we wanted to add more elements in depth, I guess, into the collection. So it was more very spacey, galaxy kind of feel to it and also very Baroque.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more of a transition to that American couturier kind of era.
Now, you also showcased at the 2017 KL Fashion Week with your stunning collection, Mercury, right?
Yes.
Now, one of the looks that stood out was the bra top, you know, with the voluminous sleeves.
Yes.
What was the inspiration behind this look, you know?
Oh, that was actually the sleeves, how it all happened was, I was inspired by those 50 Bankers shirts where it's always oversized, it's super big pleats on the sleeves.
Right.
So it was, and it's a fall collection, auto winter collection, so it was nice to do gloves out of shirt cuffs, shirt sleeves, so that's how it all happened.
I like it though. It's a little bit
TLC, you know,
yeah,
with the high waist and the bralette, so yeah.
And what about Raya? Raya is just around the corner and I know most designers have actually launched their Raya 2018 collection.
Yeah.
So do you have your collection ready in the pipeline?
We're actually for this year's Raya. We've done Raya ready to wear for the past few years.
Yeah.
So for this year, we actually do only for Raya bespoke made to measure because I feel like based on my experience of doing Raya ready to wear, people just want something more personalized, I guess, or that they're willing to spend on. Because I guess, I don't know, probably there's too much options or what for ready-to-wear, but they would want something more personalized to them, I guess, in terms of design.
I see. So it's more, your Raya collection would be more Raya bespoke, like
Raya
made
bespoke
to measure.
Yes.
I see. So, but do you have any like ideas in your mind that, you know, you would suggest to your clients, you know, when they come for your Raya bespoke?
Oh, wow. I was actually, I had this idea of to do, you know, those Pranaka motifs. So I think it would be really nice and cute if you could do like really colourful embroideries out of based on their Pranaka porcelains.
Oh, I love the Pranaka porcelains,
exactly,
yes.
Those colours and those pastels and sometimes a bit of neon. So I think it would be nice to place some colour block in terms of the details of the cut. Apatah lagi if it's on a modern cut of a kurung kan.
Now, with time comes change, you know, and over the years, you know, what has changed in terms of your designs?
Oh, wow. I think in terms of our designs, I guess growth definitely, but in terms of designs, more of, I guess, adapting to what client wants. And I think I'm lucky in terms that for the past 5 years, we've gathered a loyal client base. So a lot of returning customers and, you know, but in terms of design, I think that's what they like about us, our design aesthetic, whereby we do something very clean and minimal. The cuts are the details more than the details as details. So, which is fun for me because even though, you know, the margin is better, definitely, for made to measure, but in terms of churning out the designs for them, it's more fun for me to cater something that is more personalized, I guess, to them.
But you're more to a minimalist kind of guy. Now that, you know, Raya 2018, you suggested you want to do some Pranaka kind of prints, you know. Have you ever thought of, like, your other collections? Have you ever thought of having prints or perhaps bolder colours, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think I used to be scared of colours.
Why?
I have no idea. It's just something
colors
in me.
Colors are happy. They're happy.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, for prints, it's definitely, I would not shut it down or shut it away. But the idea of prints definitely would be something more customized.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think now a lot of people are smart enough to go, you know, sourcing in China and whatnot. Mm. And the tendency for you to have a same print is very high. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think it'll be definitely something more customized.
Now, in 2015, you also started doing Bespoke, as we mentioned, you know. I mean, what have you learned from working with different clients?
Oh, wow. I think Bespoke in general, made to measure, it's all about service, I feel. So for me, when I start designing for clients, right, I will dress them up until the day of the event as well, until they go to the ballroom and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So most, this is talking about mainly for bridals.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I've learned so far is patience.
We all have to learn that
every day. Yeah, definitely. But I've been lucky because like we've managed to get like all this, I wouldn't say young clients, but clients with more specific direction in terms of what they want. They didn't want anything typical or lavish in terms of details, or, you know, they want something more modern, more clean, and more light and lightness to it. So I've been lucky in that sense that I've managed to attract those kind of clients.
Do you have a lot of clients who come to you for bespoke or ready-to-wear? Which one is more?
Okay, basically, right, we've been selling our ready-to-wear, but we're slowly shying away from that.
Why?
But focusing more on bespoke. Ready-to-wear for the global market.
I see.
Yeah. So, and then for bespoke, it actually just started picking up last year, because before this, we started with Tishabi Bridal.
Mm-hmm.
So Bridal was quite a good start to actually help push for bespoke. So as of late last year, we got a lot of bespoke clients, which is more fun for me instead of also doing Bridal.
More creative, right?
More creative, yeah.
I mean, talking about Bridal collection, what made you want to go into Bridal?
I think it's tried and tested and proven that here the Bridal somehow is, you know, where the money is, I guess, if you could say that. But yeah, somehow people are still willing to spend for Bridal. So, which is great. Doesn't matter race or religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's, yeah, people are still willing to spend here.
So do you design Bridal wear for rent or for them?
It's actually for them. Well, if you fit the samples, I don't mind anything that works. We're here to cater to you.
Because a lot of brides, you know, when they look for their bridal gown, you know, and two things would come to mind. What do I do after I wear this dress?
Yeah.
And where do I keep it?
Yeah, because you know what? For bridal, right, I've been getting a lot of Singaporean clients.
Oh.
Which is quite surprising because they are the first bridal clients that I got that actually requested for pants. I was like, okay, whatever rocks your boat, but okay, I'll do that.
That's when you design the pantsuit, right?
Yeah. So,
wow. So Singaporeans were the first to come to you.
Yeah, they want like skirt pants, and then they want pants. I was like, why? Yeah, and they said, oh, because
easy to move around.
I need to understand, you know, why you want to wear pants. I like the idea, definitely, of course, but they said, oh, because we'll be busy entertaining our guests, walking around. So I guess it's a whole different ballgame in Singapore. They're up there wedding to wearing girls wearing pants, which is great. I think
that's when you know they can move around a lot.
And also I guess diversifying the design spectrum as well for bridal also.
So that's one of the rare requests that you've gotten.
Yeah, but Singapore clients mostly ask for pants.
You mean Singaporeans? Most of them want pants from you?
Yes. Like pantsuits and skirt pants, all those jazz.
Malaysians?
Malaysians, not so much. Malaysians still sticks to
more dainty, right?
Cats and, you know.
More dainty. We want to be girly.
Yeah,
we want to have a dress and all.
Yeah. Modern girl.
So what can we look forward to for Tishami in 2018?
Oh, wow. Well, we've also started doing corporate projects for Tishami. So uniforms and whatnot. We're doing some projects with Mary Kay, you know, the cosmetic.
Yep.
We're designing a bag for them. I think that's coming out soon, middle of the year.
Handbag?
Handbag for their Mary Kay agents.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
So how does the bag look like?
You have to wait and see.
Oh, it's not out yet?
It's not out yet, but it'll be launching soon, middle of the year, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Since you're doing like corporate orders like that, I mean, have you ever planned of designing bags for your collection as well?
No, it's actually my first time ever doing a bag. And it was actually quite interesting. And I think because we had a really good bag manufacturer from China, so mm-hmm. it was really easy to communicate, and they're quite fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of nice and kind of cool too to actually...
Well, I'm excited to see the bag right now.
Thank you. But it was interesting because for me, it's always about practicality in design.
Yeah.
So it's more of learning their day-to-day basis for mm-hmm. as a beauty consultant, right? What do mm-hmm. they have to do? How many people do they have to meet and whatnot? All those things that I have to consider into the design.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of practicality from not just day to night, but also practicality in terms of the design for the beauty consultant as well.
Have you ever thought of collaborating with, like, perhaps maybe a bag designer? And
yeah, sure. Huh?
What's it called? Sometimes...
Sometimes by Asian designers. Is
yeah,
it?
Sometimes yeah. by Asian designers has they've collaborated with quite a number of designers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Alia B, yes. you know, Rizalman,
yes, yes.
Tom Abang Saufi, yeah. and recently with Jason Wu.
I saw, yes, yes. I would be more than happy to. Call me, please.
So and finally, then, how can people... be in touch with you?
Oh, wow. You can go to our website at www.tshami.com as well as our Instagram. Right now we have two, which is tshamikl. Another one is tshamiofficial.
And that was Tengku Shami. Stay tuned because after this Florence song, style leader Zalora and our fellow BFMer Othniel Thing weigh in on the menswear trend vertical stripes. But before that, here's Got To Be Real by Cheryl Lin, played at Tory Burch's Spring Summer 2018 in Hong Kong. This is Stylefile and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9. Adeline Chung on Stylefile. Don't forget, if you'd like to listen to us on the go, you can download our BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. And now Florence Song style lead at Zalora and our fellow BFMer Othniel Thing with their take on the menswear trend vertical stripes. Now, we've not covered menswear much, and so here we are on our first episode on Style Shrink, talking about vertical stripes for men. Now, as we all know, vertical stripes are a perennial classic, and they don't necessarily have to be associated with prison uniforms or, you know, maybe pajamas. And this season is going to be vertical. So let's start off with Othniel. What's your take?
Okay, when they talk about vertical stripes, right, they say that it makes your legs look longer or what.
Okay.
Yeah, so
more flattering.
More flattering, yes. That's the better word. And, you know, we've heard all sorts of what I call fashion common knowledge, and one of the famous ones being avoid white and go for darker colours to look slimmer. So the science behind that is quite simple. A black circle on a white background looks smaller than a white circle on a black background.
Ah,
does that make sense?
It does.
So for stripes, stripes is another one of those, and I did a bit of research. It's called the Helmholtz illusion, and it was discovered by Hermann von Helmholtz in 1925, and he set out to debunk that myth and found out that we've been wrong all this while.
Oh, you've done your research.
Yeah, so in that study, he found out that horizontal stripes not only made you look taller, but slimmer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few people that wrote research papers on this topic as well. So if you're a fan of horizontal stripes, don't throw them out, because it actually makes you look slimmer.
Well, I thought it became popular because of Michael Keaton, you know, from the movie Beetlejuice.
Maybe, and there's a lot of factors as well, you know, the sailing culture, mm-hmm. Coco Chanel, you know.
What about you, Florence?
Well, I mean, vertical stripes has always taken a back seat to horizontal stripes. When you think of stripes, it's always the classic Breton stripes and, you know, the usual horizontal ones. But I think it's a really refreshing change, having vertical stripes, because it's edgier for one, and, you know, it makes for an eye-catching statement because it's not so common as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are we talking about thick stripes or thin stripes?
Vertical stripes of any shape and any size. So it doesn't even all have to be uniformed in mm-hmm. size. They can be a mix of, you know, the fat stripes, thinner stripes, all in one.
Does color play a big part?
Not necessarily. Like, if you're wearing vertical stripes for the first time, it would be best to go for a monotone color or something mm-hmm. more neutral, so it's more flattering, because, you know, the vertical stripes itself, it's already a statement on its own. So you want to keep the color a bit more subdued.
Mm-hmm. So what are the best runways you guys seen so far?
Top Men Design has a really good one.
I mean, I don't know much about runways, but it brings a very Beach Boys kind of vibe to me. So mm-hmm. it's like very sunny kind of vibe by the beach, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much a spring-summer trend. And in Top Man Design, they had a bunch of really super easy to wear, like monochrome shirts. They're really easy to mix and match with whatever that you have in your closet already. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think of vertical stripes, you might think of, you know, classic suits. But right now, the suits aren't even, you know, your classic really stuffy formal suits. They can even be, you know, summer suits, you know, summer jackets where you have to tie waist and just looser, more flowy silhouettes.
So would you say that vertical stripes would be much better than horizontal?
It's a great option when you're bored of your usual horizontal stripes. Because, I mean, horizontal stripes, they're nothing extraordinary. I mean, it's everywhere. You wear them all the time. So vertical stripes are cooler, definitely. So
I must add that vertical stripes don't really work with t-shirts.
Oh, why?
I feel it just looks weird on t-shirts. I think it works best with button-down shirts.
I don't really see t-shirts vertical.
So check out Top Man. They have pretty cool, like, vertical stripe t-shirts.
I think it looks weird on t-shirts.
Why do you think it looks weird?
I don't know. It just, the way it, like, lands on your shoulder or something. I think it just works best with a button-down shirt, maybe open collar a bit, you know?
Is it like because of the illusion shirts kind of feel?
I don't know. It looks weird on a t-shirt, but it looks amazing on a button-down shirt.
So do you have a vertical stripe?
I do.
Shirt or t-shirt?
I think when it comes to vertical stripes, right, I feel the thickness of the stripes matter as a man because it's a fine line between looking like an old uncle that wears those blue stripes and a cool, like, Korean-looking, like, striped shirt, you know.
So which is the uncle and a Korean type?
I think the thicker the stripe, the better.
Thicker the better.
But don't take my word for it.
So would you guys invest in it or not?
I think investing in a proper blue colour striped button-down shirt would be great because it's very versatile.
Well, that's because, Othniel, I know blue is your favourite colour, right?
Well, I have many favourite colours like blue, dark blue, light blue.
Okay, different shades of blue.
Different shades of blue.
Florence, what do you think?
I'd actually invest in them. Like, I have a couple of really cool short sleeve men's vertical striped shirts, and they're in, like, refreshing colors like teal, like mustard, or like a really dark mossy green that you don't usually see.
So that was Florence Song of Zalora and Othniel Ding with the latest on vertical stripes. If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile and give us some love on our Facebook page, Stylefile on BFM 89.9. You can also catch the repeat on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. or listen to us on the go if you're a busy bee by downloading our BFM app. It is available on Google Play and the App Store. Now, as election is around the corner, be sure to put in your vote, as every vote counts and your vote matters most. For more info, head over to spr.gov.my. Now, before I end the show, I'm going to play you another of my favourite tune. This is Men at Work with Who Can It Be Now, played at Tory Burgess Spring-Summer 2018 in Hong Kong. This has been Stylefile, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.